Praise the Lord, Church. Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity to share from the Word of God this morning. So today, before we get into the message, let's close our eyes in prayer. Let's bow down our heads. Father, we praise you. We thank you, Jesus, for this blessed Sunday morning you have given us to come at your feet, to give you the glory and the honor that due unto your name. Lord, help us as a church to worship you in truth and in spirit. Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, that you are here in our midst. In spite of all the circumstances around us, we believe that you're going to speak to us. You're going to equip us. You're going to strengthen us through your word. We submit to your Holy Spirit. All glory and honor belongs to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. So today's message, as you can see on your screen, is God's mighty weapons. So this topic came to my mind when I was preparing for the mission meeting last month, and this verse came, jumped out from the Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. We read, "We are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ." Hallelujah. We are living in unprecedented times. Nobody planned this. Nobody thought about it. But we are living in times where it's unpredictable, unstable. And I remember a song that we used to hear a long time ago, and it suits to this occasion, and I would like to sing a few verses from that song, and we can get into the message.
He healed the blind man, walked on the waters. He raised up Jairus' daughter. He fed the hungry, fed the leper. But we need Jesus now more than ever. Jesus now more than ever. We are sailing in stormy weather. All his children should get together, for we need Jesus now more than ever. He touched the lame man and he started walking. He touched the dumb man and he started talking. He put their lives all back together. But we need Jesus now more than ever. Jesus now more than ever. We are sailing in stormy weather. All his children should get together, for we need Jesus now more than ever. In the book of Revelation, read about the tribulation. We are heading in that direction. Only Jesus' blood can give protection. Jesus now, more than ever. We are sailing in stormy weather. All is chill. Should get together, for we need Jesus. us now more than ever. Jesus now more than ever. We are sailing in stormy weather. All his children should get together, for we need Jesus now more than ever. For we need, yes, we need Jesus now more than ever.
Hallelujah. What a song that reminds us that these are the times we are living in that is very dangerous for many people. Hallelujah. We are hearing news after news that doesn't help us in our faith, but Bible is our hope, our trust. Our trust is in Jesus this morning. And so as we meditate upon this word, as God is teaching us, let us open our eyes, our thoughts, our hearts towards the word that can set us free this morning. Hallelujah. So today I want to talk about God's mighty weapons. Why do we need God's mighty weapons in these times? As we look at the lifestyle today, we see people are more engrossed in media and social media and TV and all kinds of media that is available for us to spend our time in. And so it looks like, in based on some recent statistics, we read that a lot of the people spend their time on social media and other venues. And so if you look at the stats, you see that the number of minutes spent on social media and apps has gone up significantly in the last 10 years. And especially in the pandemic time period, it has gone even further. So if you look at an average lifespan of a human being, if they say 70 years old, 26 years of his life he's spending in sleeping. So most of us, we spend most of our lives are in sleeping. And then 44 years we have rest of our life that we are awake. We use it for other purposes. And it looks like majority of the time, if we go in this kind of lifestyle, more than 8 years of our life, you're spending on watching TV, and 6 years, almost 7 years, we spend on social media and rest on to eating, shopping and socializing and doing home, housework. So we see the majority of our time in the going forward in the coming years, they're projecting that we spend more time of our lives on media and TV. And this is why it is alarming. Why I need to focus on this morning, because society today have a lot of information at their hand right now. Because of all these media, there is so much information that is at our fingertips that we can get knowledge very fast. And knowledge is power, as the people say, knowledge is power. And so as knowledge is increasing, people are more aware and are getting a lot of information, but we don't know what kind of information are we getting, or is this truthful, or is there anything wrong, false information. So as we see that knowledge is increasing, the same time we see there is a problem in the world. We see instability in the world. As we are living in pandemic time period, the world is very unstable now. Few years ago, I believe in 10 years ago, we were focusing on climate change. But now we are focusing on pandemic. We don't know what we'll be focusing on this year. So things are changing. Problems that face the earth has changed. And we are not isolated anymore. The virus that started in Wuhan, it did not stop there. It came all across the world and it spread all over our neighborhood. So we are not alone anymore. We are not living in silos. We are living in a connected world. And so whatever happens in any other part of the world impacts us now. So we are living in a very unstable world. As the world is becoming more globalized, we are facing uncertain times. And as uncertain it is, what's the condition of human? Humans are becoming more unstable. He worsens. His condition is getting worsening. We see stress. We see depression and nervousness. We are getting alarmed. We are getting confused, chaotic because of all the information that is coming to us. So we are living in a time that requires a reprioritizing of what we focus on our lives these days. What are we spending most of our time in? So that's why I'm going into this topic of God's mighty weapons. Why do we need weapons? Why do we need God's weapons? Because we have some enemy that is unseen, an enemy that is behind this, behind all the chaos, behind all the problems that we see. So what are the enemies we face? Bible says from the verses we just read, the strongholds of human reasoning, human knowledge creates pride in them, and it creates strongholds in your mind. So people who are educated, if you are from your childhood, you are learning about a particular philosophy, that's what you believe in until you are grown up. So that's why the society that we are living in needs to be where we live and raise our kids are so important, because where they are, the society gives them information that creates strongholds in their mind, and it's difficult to break it down. They are in psychological warfare that is happening. At the same time, we see false arguments. We see people coming in with sheeps, looking like sheeps, but they are actually wolves dressed up like sheeps, giving false information. As we nowadays, we hear too much of false media information. That is what the media wants to share. That's what they that's a narrative they go along with it. So we don't know which information is correct. So that's false arguments, false ideas. The same way, there is a bigger obstacle that comes that we are facing is we ourselves. We also become an obstacle because of our selfish desires. As we see this information that comes from us, all the media, what we look at it, we are more focused on about us, ourselves, what we can gain from this world, how we can achieve things faster. Because you have the knowledge now. And we believe that whatever we put our minds on, we will achieve it. That's the philosophy a lot of the young kids have, is anything is possible because it's all in your hand. It's all in your fingertips. So that's the idea that is prevalent in these days. So we become our own obstacle. So these are the enemies that we are facing these days. So what's the solution? Second Corinthians, it says that we are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds. These strongholds, these wrong information, these doctrines that come into our mind and create strongholds in our... Only way we can defeat it is through God's mighty weapons. Only through God's weapons, mighty weapons, we can destroy false arguments. Only through God's mighty weapons, we destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. So what is the ultimate purpose of this? Is to capture these rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. This is what Apostle Paul is telling to the people of Corinthians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there is a war that is happening, and it cannot be won by human means. It has to be won through God's mighty weapons. So what weapons did God give us? What did he give us to help us in these days? We read in John chapter 1 verse 17, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. And another translation says, for the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. So when Moses lived on this earth, God gave his commandments, his laws to Moses for the people of Israel. But when Jesus won the victory on the cross, he gave us two important things. That's what the Bible says. He gave us his unfailing love or grace, and his truth or faithfulness. So how come these two very innocent words can be a weapon? How come grace or unfailing love can be a weapon against the things that we face in these days? How come truth triumph when there is so much of false information in this world? How does we use these to overcome the things of this world? So what is God's unfailing love? We read in Romans chapter 8, can anything ever separate us from the Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death or life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. This verse clearly explains to us how does God's love help us in these times. So Apostle Paul faced these problems in his time, and we are also in the same situation. We face trouble, we face persecution, we face hunger, we face danger, we are threatened with death. But Bible says overwhelming victory is on our side. We have the victory on our side. We are on the side of victory. Neither death or life, no angels, even angels or demons, or our fears for our worries about tomorrow, our worries about today, our fears about today can stop us from the love of God. The love of God helps us to face these situations in these times. It's very interesting to know that how come love can help us to face this situation. We'll spend time on that later on. But that's the power of the love of God. It can help us to face any situation that we face in these days. That's what the word of God says. Let's talk about the truth. So what does God's truth give us? If you read in John chapter 8, verse 31 to 32, it says, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, you are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. So God's truth sets us free. What does that freedom do? Help us. For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. God has given us freedom to do his will. God has given us his truth through Christ our Lord. We will understand more about this in the next slides. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That Jesus is the truth. So Jesus says that I am, if you know the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. These are the two weapons that we have at our disposal for every believer, every disciple of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So how do we receive God's mighty weapons from Jesus? How do we get it? How does these weapons accessible to us? Bible says Holy Spirit is the one who gives us these access to the love of God and the truth. Romans chapter 5 verse 3 to 5 says we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. So when we face problems, when we face trials, it creates endurance in us, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. All these trials and tribulations will not lead us to disappointment. That's what the word of God says. If we are going through difficulty and uncertainties today, it doesn't mean that there is no hope in the future. There is hope. That's what the Word of God says. For we know how dearly God loves us because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. Hallelujah. So how important it is to have the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Bible says the Holy Spirit fills our hearts with His love, with His love. Not our love, not the earthly kind of love, but God's love is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own, but will tell you what He has heard. He will tell you about the future. God will explain to you through the power of the Holy Spirit how to react, how to handle the situation that is in front of you. He will even tell you what the future is going to be through the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That is the power, that is a weapon that God has given into us, the power of love and power of truth that helps us to withstand all the pressures that comes into our lives. Hallelujah. So what is the purpose of these mighty weapons? So what is the ultimate? It's not like the earthly weapons where you use it like what U.S. used upon Japan to stop the World War II in 1945. What did they use? They used a nuclear weapon to stop the war. We don't use weapons of warfare. We don't use nuclear weapons. What we use, as we read, we use godly weapons. And what is the purpose of these weapons? The purpose of these weapons, as we just read from the key, from the topic, is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. The ultimate purpose of following Jesus, ultimate purpose of these weapons that God has given us is to obey Christ. That is the main purpose. Obedience to Christ is what God wants us in these days. Why is obedience important? If we know the story in the Old Testament about King Saul, God raised King Saul as the king and appointed him as the king of Israel. Even though God didn't want them to have a king because he was the king, but Israel wanted a king just like other nations. So they appointed a king named, he was the tallest among them and he was the best among them, so they anointed him and made him the king, King Saul. But Saul was a disobedient person. God told King Saul that he needs to destroy the Amalekites. Because why did he want to destroy Amalekites? Because when the people of Israel were entering the promised land, the Amalekites gave them a lot of trouble. And God said, because they were an obstacle to my people, I want them to be destroyed. And so God asked King Saul to go and destroy every single person, everything. He wanted to destroy them. But what did Saul do? So Saul, instead of destroying the Amalekites, he kept the animals, the best of the animals, to himself. And he spared the king, the ruler of Amalekites, King Agag. He kept him safe. And when Prophet Samuel comes to meet him and he sees these animals and he asks, what is these for? And he said, no, these are for, King Saul replied, these are for the sacrifice for God. I saved the best for the Lord. And Samuel replied, what is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices or your obedience to His voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice and submission is better than offering the fat of rams. Rebellion is as sinful as witchcraft and stubbornness as bad as worshiping idols. It's a very important verse to remember these days. Rebellion is very common in our culture. People like rebellion. People love to fight. People like to protest. And stubborn people. We have a lot of stubbornness in us. Bible says these are not what God wants us. God wants an obedient heart. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Submission is better than offering the fat of rams. So obedience is so important. And obedience is needed in these last days. Bible says in Revelation chapter 1 verse 3, God blesses the one who reads the words of this prophecy to the church. And He blesses all who listens to His message and obey what it says, for time is near. God wants us to be, wants us to live in obedience because the time is near. Revelation 14:12 says this means that God's holy people must endure persecution patiently, obeying his commands and maintaining their faith in Jesus. That is what God is expecting us these days. We need to be living in obedience, patiently enduring the persecution that is going to come to us. Revelation 22:7 says, look, I'm coming soon. Blessed are those who obey the words of prophecy written in this book. Hallelujah. Jesus is saying, I am coming soon. Blessed are those who obey the words of prophecy written in this book. We are called to obey. That is why obedience to Jesus is very important for each one of us. So how do we win battle using God's mighty weapons? Hallelujah. So we trust in Jesus. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. So we have the power of love and we have the power of truth in us. So how do we use these? The spirit of love helps us endure any suffering. Hallelujah. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the kind of love. What does love does? This is not the love that comes from human heart. That comes from God. Bible says in chapter 7, says, dear, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous and boastful. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritated. It keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. He never loses faith. Is always hopeful and endures through every situation. Hallelujah. This is the love that God gives us. Hallelujah. A love that is patient. A love that is kind. A love that never gives up, a love that never loses faith, a love that never is always hopeful, a love that endures through all circumstances. This is the power that God is giving us. It is only through Jesus you receive this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are struggling to love others, if you are struggling, I'm talking to myself too, if you are struggling to operate in the love of God, we need to go to Jesus because he is the source of that. That's what the Bible says. We need to go to Jesus and say, Lord, fill me with your love so that I can love others. I can bear all these things. I can believe all things. I can hope in all things. I can endure through these circumstances. Lord, give me that love. The same way, if you look at the Spirit of Truth, what does he do? He gives us freedom. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 says, so Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in the slavery to the law. The yoke of slavery that used to bind us, the slavery to the law. The law actually made us slave to sin. That's what Romans talks about it. But through Jesus, we got these two weapons that helps us to fulfill the law. Hallelujah. Why did Jesus give us these two? Is it law was not perfect as Paul writes? No, it's not. It's law is perfect. And Jesus himself said the law should be fulfilled. But Jesus fulfilled the law through these two weapons that he has given us. Through these godly weapons. One is through love. We can, Bible says love covers multitude of sin. And truth helps us to overcome every sin. Stay away from the slavery of sin. Hallelujah. This is how we live our life. We are expected to use these two in our daily lives so that we can love one another. And at the same time, we don't fall back into the lifestyle of sinning. What kind of sinful pleasures we have? All kinds of impurity, pleasures that comes through the worldly media. That is why we need to stay away from that. So when the truth comes into our hearts, it sets us free. So Holy Spirit produces a new kind of desire in us, a new kind of passion in us, not the passion that is from the world, but passion towards God. And that is the purpose God has given us, his Holy Spirit, that we will be passionate towards Jesus now. Because only through Jesus you can have victory. Hallelujah. And when we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives, what is the outcome? As we read, we become obedient. What are we trying to do here? We are trying to be obedient to Jesus. Hallelujah. So what does obedience do? Obedience gives us authority to use Jesus' name. If Jesus said, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me and will do the same works I have done and even greater works because I'm going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. Hallelujah. When you are in communion with Jesus, when you have a good relationship with Jesus, he has given us the authority to use his name and call the Father in his name. And if you ask anything that is going to help you in your walk with God, God will answer that prayer. Hallelujah. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me, Jesus said. Hallelujah. Because they love me, my Father will love them. God's love will be upon us. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. God reveals unto us when we obey his commandments. When you start drawing near to Jesus, when you spend time in his word, when you spend time in his presence, when you come closer to God, God reciprocates by pouring his love into our lives. He shows himself to us. He becomes more real to us. Hallelujah. And we can ask for anything we need that to live our lives a godly life, and God will give it to you. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. So we win battles in Jesus' name. God has given us authority. When you are living a life of obedience, hallelujah, like David, when he faced Goliath, when David was going to meet his brothers who are standing, who are facing an enemy, the Philistines were fighting against the people of Israel, and King Saul was unable to defeat them because the devil was taunting them. They said, come, send me one of your enemy, one of your soldiers, and let's see whose God is greater. And so he challenged them. And this is a challenge that each one of us face. We get challenged every day. The devil in this world is challenging us. Every single moment, every single person who are listening, you are getting challenged this morning. Every single moment when we go to our workplace, we are challenged by the devil. Are you able to stand against me? Are you able to win the war? Are you able to have victory over the sin? Are you going to win victory over your weakness? This is a challenge that the devil is posing against us. He's asking us, he's taunting us. And he cursed David by the names of his gods. Come over here, I will give your flesh to the birds and wild animals. But what is that David had that Saul didn't have, or the people of Israel never had? All the soldiers were unable to have. He had God's mighty weapon. He was ready for the battle because he, as David replied to the Philistine, he said, you come to me with sword, spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have denied. Today, the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head. And then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and wild animals. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give it you to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the victory that God has promised us. In his name, in Jesus' name, there is victory. Dear brothers and sisters, dear young people, you have victory over the situation that is you are facing, over the taunting of the devil. You have victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have victory. That is a message I want to share to you this morning. You have victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because he has given us his promise. He has given us his Holy Spirit. The weapons that helps us to stay in obedience to him. Hallelujah. So the question I'm going to ask before we leave is the question that Jesus asked Peter. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? This same question is coming to us this morning. Jesus is asking this question to each one of us, including myself. Am I loving the world? Am I spending more time in the things of this world? Am I spending more time in the media or in the playing games, which doesn't help you, do nothing for you? It only adds more problems to you. But we need to come to the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Do we love Jesus? We need, as we sang the song, we need Jesus more than ever. Because he is the source of victory for us. He is the one who can equip us. He is the one who can sustain us during this time. Let us draw more closer to him these days. Hallelujah. So in summary, I want to share this and close this session. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Only Jesus gives us God's mighty weapons of love and truth through the Holy Spirit. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can endure sufferings and overcome sin so that we can remain in obedience to Jesus Christ and not be rebellious. When we are in obedience with Christ, we can ask in Jesus' name to God the Father and win battles. Hallelujah. Being obedient to Jesus should be our goal in our daily life. This is the message I want to share this morning. Hallelujah. Our goal in life every day is to be obedient to Jesus. Hallelujah. And he has given us his weapon of the Holy Spirit strength that gives us the spirit, the love, the godly love and godly truth will lead us, hallelujah, to obedience. And when we are in obedience to Jesus, we can have access to his power. We can win victory in the name of Jesus. And when we kneel down and pray to God the Father in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you shall see victory. Hallelujah. Whatever be the problem that you are facing, hallelujah, when you are in obedience, with Christ, hallelujah, you can use the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And your prayer will be answered. Hallelujah. 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 This is a word that God wants to share to us this morning. May the Lord bless us with these words. Praise be to God. Hallelujah.